Two Mormons walk by, and they say they want to talk to you. What do you say? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, most of us can relate to this encounter. Boy, I sure can. But it can be difficult to know the right thing to do or say.
John, sometimes we're too busy to talk. Sometimes we're not sure what to say. We don't want to get into an argument. And if our belief is strong and theirs is too, we might think, what's the point?
So it could be better to say thanks, but no thanks?
And don't feel bad if it's not the right time, but sometimes we need to say something. Mm-hmm. Christians have a responsibility to share the reason for the hope that they have with everyone. That includes Mormons too.
All right then, so where do we start, Alec?
Well, the Bible says we always start with gentleness and respect. These young people are familiar with hostility and rejection. Let them know that you care. Then prayerfully begin at the beginning. See this as a great opportunity to ask questions. Mm-hmm. Over the next few programs, we'll talk about the origin of Mormonism, considering the reason for Mormonism. Is there a good foundation for Mormon faith?
If not, then that would mean this belief has nothing really to stand on.
And that's what we need to establish. We need to focus on the foundation. Now, before you begin, you do need to ask two critical questions. Okay. First, what's the most important thing about our belief? The answer, truth. Second, we need to acknowledge, hey, we could be wrong. Mormons may be uncomfortable with this. Christians may be uncomfortable with this. But like the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, the logical possibility we could be wrong is an opportunity to share all the reasons why we believe we are right.
That's Alec McClellan with Reason Why, Ultimate Truth for Ordinary People. Check out the website reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.